WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Monday. It's June 11th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
Hey, how about that? It's raining again this morning, and it could be heavy at times. There are some concerns of flooding. More New Jersey schools are bringing in armed guards to keep our kids safe. Your trip into Manhattan about to get a lot worse with new delays lasting at least 2 years. And we continue our look into New Jersey's ailing pension system and how many draw benefits long before retirement age. In sports, the Mets avoid a Subway Series sweep, shutting out the Yankees. After the game, the Mets released veteran first baseman Adrian Gonzalez. Phillies end a four-game losing streak with a win over Milwaukee. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead. We begin this morning with First Weather meteorologist Dan Zero. Another day to grab the rain gear.
Yes, at least for this morning. By this afternoon, we'll see drier and more pleasant conditions take over the Garden State, but it is really pouring in South Jersey at the moment from about Atlantic City in Atlantic County, clipping part of Cape May County into Cumberland and Salem County. That's a band of very heavy rain at the moment. Lighter rain stretches northward as far as the Brunswicks around exit 9 on the turnpike. North of that point, we're looking pretty dry at this point, and it'll probably stay that way through the morning. But for central and southern New Jersey, we are expecting rain through about lunchtime today, then lingering showers and clouds in South Jersey this afternoon. Highs will range from the mid-60s to lower 70s today, quite a bit below normal for the middle of June. Clearing skies tonight, and it'll get pretty cool. Lows mostly in the lower 50s. 40s are a possibility in the usual cool spots. And tomorrow looks great. Lots of sunshine, highs lower to mid-70s. Next rain chance will be Wednesday, just scattered showers and thunderstorms. New Jersey weather made possible by Kia. Hurry in during the Kia America's Best Value Summer event. Visit your local Kia dealer or KiaDealers.com to learn more.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Fallout from the rash of school shootings continues in New Jersey, with more districts turning to armed security to keep our kids safe. Most schools already have some form of security officer, but there has been increasing pressure to arm those officers to combat a potentially active shooter incident. Patrick Lavery joins us live with what you need to know about it this morning. Patrick?
Eric, the latest district to vote to put armed officers in schools, Hasbrook Heights, which will assign police to guard four schools full-time in September. A wave of similar decisions at the municipal level followed on the heels of the Valentine's Day massacre at a high school in Parkland, Florida. Survivors of that attack appearing just last night in an emotional performance at the Tony Awards, and no area of Jersey has been left out of the planning thus far. Hasbrook Heights joins Hillsdale, West New York, and Woodland Park in North Jersey. Edison, Howell, Jackson, Point Pleasant Beach, among others, also all joining in. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. Dan Zero's commuter weather. It is raining this morning, and it will be heavy for a while this morning in spots. A flash flood watch is in effect for the southern half of New Jersey until at least about 8 o'clock this morning. That rain should be out by midday. Lingering showers and clouds in the south. Further north, that's above 195. We should break into some sunshine today. High temperatures should climb into the lower 70s in many spots. We'll have full details of what we can expect as we move through this week with meteorologist Dan Zero coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, the latest on that historic summit with North Korea and why your commute into Manhattan is going to get even more nightmarish for at least the next 2 years. That story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
Your phone is always with you.
And so is New Jersey 101.5.
Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere.
Download the app.
I actually use the app. I listen from across the country.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now.
It's free.
Supported by Robert Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We got temperatures starting out in the 50s this morning and a flash flood watch in effect for the southern half of New Jersey. We've already heard about some flooding in Camden and other parts of South Jersey, and that rain's going to be heavy at times as we move through the morning. Now, Dan says all of that should move out at midday today, and there's a good portion of us above 185 that should see some sunshine later, though it is not going to be incredibly warm. We'll have more on that part of the forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes. The lobby of President Trump's hotel in Singapore has turned into a bustling mixing ground for U.S. government officials of all stripes. at the swanky Shangri-La Hotel. Secret Service huddling in preparation for the president's movements. Top State Department officials are strolling through the lobby, joined by a seemingly endless stream of tourists, youth groups, and curiously dressed bellmen with tall plumed hats. It is your next traffic nightmare looming on the horizon if you ever drive into the Big Apple. Be forewarned this morning. That trip is about to get a lot worse, and for at least the next 2 years. We'll have more on that coming up in just a moment. Tensions are being flamed in Palisades Park after the mayor's mother went into a racist rant on social media. Mayor James Rotondo has condemned his mother's remarks, which read in part, "Let the bleeping Koreans have this bleeping town. I'm going to suggest that only English be spoken in our borough hall, at least while an American is still mayor." Rotondo is running against a Korean-American candidate in the Democratic primary. The race is currently in the midst of a recall. Governor Murphy is under bipartisan pressure to sign the bill allowing sports betting, but he has given no indication when or even if he will. The weekend passed without Monmouth Park Racetrack being able to accept bets. The reason for the delay is not clear, but many suspect it's political. The lack of bets on things like the Mets-Yankees series and the NBA Finals could impact whether Monmouth could lure new Triple Crown winner Justify to run in the Haskell. Without the money from sports wagering, the track may not have the ability to pay enough to get Justify in New Jersey. It's now been 20 days since a single mother vanished in Patterson, and her mother says there have been no leads. 35-year-old Erin Stack was last seen applying for housing at a Patterson nonprofit. Her mother says she had her phone and charger on her, but that phone has been dead for weeks. Volunteers have been canvassing the area, but nobody has said they saw her. Her mother says Erin suffers from multiple disorders and did not have her medication with her when she disappeared. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:09. We're following up on last week's story where it was revealed more than 4 billion robocalls were received last month in New Jersey and across the country. A Jersey congressman says the current rules on robocalls are weakening, so he's got a proposal to turn that around and hopefully stop strangers from dialing your number several times a day.
Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone says the Stopping Bad Robocalls Act broadens the definition so holes that exist now get plugged up.
It also says that consumers have the ability to stop calls that they previously authorized.
And calls would not be able to come through unless they have a clearly identifiable number.
It basically gives the FCC a lot more enforcement power so that they can stop robocalls coming from overseas, which is increasingly the case.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
We continue our look this morning at New Jersey's ailing pension system. When should police officers disabled by post-traumatic stress disorder get extra retirement benefits provided after debilitating accidents? The state Supreme Court was split in two recent cases and wants the legislature to now fix an ambiguous state law for a program that covers $219 million of our dollars a year in benefits.
A police officer who helplessly watched three teenagers burn alive in a car explosion could be eligible for extra benefits. A hostage negotiator who heard a man he talked with for 12 hours plead for his life seconds before being shot dead isn't. In its ruling, the Supreme Court asked lawmakers to make the standards clearer, a point Justice Ann Patterson also made during oral arguments.
You may be making a really good argument for the legislature to take a serious look at this and to maybe come up with a statute that specifically deals with psychiatric injury as opposed to physical injury.
The legislature tried to fix the issue in recent years, but couldn't reach agreement with then-Governor Chris Christie. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A new Fairleigh Dickinson University survey finds 6 in 10 in the state believe we benefit from better schools and racial harmony in New Jersey, more so than anywhere else in the country.
But FDU poll director Krista Jenkins says, on the other hand,
the vast majority of New Jersey residents believe they have it worse than those elsewhere in the nation when it comes to how expensive it is to live here, our state finances, and the quality of our roads.
The FDU poll also asked residents how Governor Murphy is faring with them. 41% told the poll Murphy's doing a good job, an improvement from January when the poll found 31% approved and 60% who disapproved. Joe Cutter, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:12. We have a rainy start to this Monday, but that rain should be moving out around lunchtime. We'll have details of the forecast and a recap of our top stories next.
New Jersey, 101.5.
5:14 on New Jersey's First News, as you bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow. So, Dan, what's the story with the rain this morning?
Well, it will clear out eventually by about lunchtime today, but we have had some pretty heavy rain this morning and some flooding issues. That was a problem over the weekend, too, as thunderstorms just sat there on Saturday in South Jersey. I think the heaviest rain spots saw 4, maybe 5 inches of rain over the past 3 days. That is quite a bit. The heaviest band of rain has now passed south of Vineland and Millville in Atlantic City. So pushing through southern Atlantic, Cape May, and Cumberland counties right now. That's the real deluge. But we're seeing rain as far north as the Brunswicks at this point, around exit 9 on the turnpike. Again, the bulk of the rain will clear out by midday at the latest, but we could see lingering showers and clouds in South Jersey this afternoon. Further north, I'm thinking we break into sunshine later on. Highs mid-60s to lower 70s. Clearing skies tonight. It's going to be pretty cool. Lows mostly in the lower 50s, some 40s in northwest Jersey and the Pine Barrens. And tomorrow looks great. Lots of sunshine, highs in the 70s. Next rain chance will be in the form of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, your trip into Manhattan is about to get a lot worse with new road construction projects. Delays will last at least 2 years. More New Jersey schools are bringing in armed guards to keep kids safe for the end of this year and the start of the new year. In sports, the Mets did avoid a Subway Series sweep. They shut out the Yankees. After the game, they released veteran first baseman Adrian Gonzalez. The Phillies ended their 4-game losing streak with a win over Milwaukee. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
Jersey Radio.
All of the news and the weather updates.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning. A wet bus stop for central and southern New Jersey as bands of rain continue moving through the state. North of the Brunswicks, looking pretty dry at the moment. We'll all dry out by this afternoon. Look for high temperatures mid-60s to lower 70s today, a bit below normal for the middle of June. New Jersey First News Time is still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is now on this Monday morning in the Great Garden State. Grab your rain gear. You're going to need it this morning, particularly South Jersey. And heaviest rain is falling south of 195 this morning, and we do have a flash flood watch in effect until at least 8 a.m. Now, Dan believes we will see this rain start to move off around lunchtime, and parts of the state will actually see some sunshine today, though it won't be warm. 70s will do it for the high. A suspect in a shoplifting case who police say hit one New Jersey officer with an SUV and tried to run down another shot and killed in a strip mall parking lot this weekend. This happened outside the Marshall's department store in Deptford Township. Police were called to the store Saturday afternoon. The male suspect fled, but two women in the SUV accelerated towards the officers, hitting one with an open door and then heading directly for another. An officer fired 3 shots, killing 36-year-old LaShonda Anderson. The other woman was arrested and charged with shoplifting. The officer has been treated and released at a local hospital. It's a problem that keeps getting worse in the Garden State as more residents contract Lyme disease. But unfortunately, many don't realize they've been infected until serious symptoms start to show up.
According to Pat Smith of the Lyme Disease Association in Jackson, you may or may not develop a bullseye rash if you get Lyme disease, and symptoms vary widely, but
joint and muscle pain, that's oftentimes indicative of early Lyme disease, and fatigue, possibly fevers.
She adds, unless you get proper antibiotic treatment right away, many other problems may also develop.
You can get a variety of symptoms as it attacks every system in the body.
David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. President Trump has taken more swipes at Canada and its prime minister over trade issues as he settles in for the summit with North Korea and Singapore, contending that fair trade is now to be called fool trade if it's not reciprocal. Trump roiled the Group of Seven meeting in Canada by first agreeing to a group statement on trade, only to then withdraw from it, citing as a reason Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's criticism to reporters of his tariff threats. What's so great about the Garden State? Every week at this time, we profile some of the groups and individuals that make the Garden State a great place to live. The charity Give Something Back partners with 28 colleges and countless high schools in 7 states. But it's made its biggest impact in New Jersey.
It's a scholarship program looking to help disadvantaged children, homeless, in foster care, or whose parents are in jail or prison. Students must maintain a B average through high school, then they get a full ride. In New Jersey, Bridgeton High School heads the charity's largest local concentration.
We've gotten to know the criminal justice system in South Jersey better than we'd like to, but what we're wanting to do is help the children of the people who are incarcerated.
The Jersey colleges that founder Robert Carr has enlisted to participate are Montclair State, NJIT, Rowan College at Gloucester, Rowan University, St. Peter's, TCNJ, and William Patterson. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 526. It won't be raining all day. We'll have an update on the forecast in 4 minutes on the half hour at 530. Also coming up at 530, more New Jersey schools are making the decision to add armed police officers inside the building. And we'll update business news next.
Dennis and Judy.
Do you hope that anybody likes us as much as we like each other?
Pray.
Like you said, even one person, I'd be okay with it.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
We're on the train to Stupidville.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 528. As we update business news, Asian markets have been mixed. Ahead of President Trump's meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and after his outburst at Canada's prime minister over trade. Investors looking ahead to meetings this week of the major central banks as well. Stocks ended higher Friday in New York. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner, were written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk, digital content from Dan Alexander, and our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
New Jersey 101.5.